A Gospel reading from Mark, chapter 1, verses 14 to 20. Now after John was arrested, Jesus came to Galilee proclaiming the good news of God and saying, "The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe in the good news." As Jesus passed along the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And Jesus said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fish for people." And immediately they left their nets and followed him. As he went a little further, he saw James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John, who were in their boat mending the nets. Immediately he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired men and followed him. The Gospel of the Lord. This is a very familiar passage, the call to discipleship. It comes round regularly in our Gospel readings at Mass. It's a very important one, especially when we're younger and being called to various ways of life. But somehow the longest journey we ever make is that journey from the head to the heart, where we hear something, learn to understand it, but then the actual living out of it is what takes the time and is a lifelong task, really. When we're called to follow someone, we see and sense something, something important, something significant, or something other that we want to belong to. It calls us to a way of being human, a way of being alive, and something of the other person's quality of spirit attracts us and leads us on, inspires us. So here we see these early disciples leaving their father in the boat, and then they went off after Jesus. And our own stories are probably not all that different. We left something and set off on this task or life journey or way of thinking or attitude of life of following Jesus. Now, and we do this because we want to. As long as we're doing it because the way our parents did it or somebody else did it, it's not really our own journey. And also when it's a matter of discipleship, the authority is passed on. The authority that shares a life and a power or the ability to make up our own minds. And disciples are gradually empowered to become teachers. If this passing on of authority and power doesn't happen, somehow we're kept in bondage of some shape or other and can't really be true disciples or true fishers of people. Now in this gospel, it reminds us right at the beginning of the closeness of the reign of God. The time was fulfilled. The time has come. The kingdom of God is near. And so this call to discipleship is not to a far-off place or some lofty goals, but right here in our own place. Here Jesus is inviting ordinary people to join him in his struggle to overturn the existing order of power and privilege that impoverishes other people. And it's not a call out of this world, but into an alternative social practice in which all people are the beloved children of God. And the nearness of God's reign and the image of fishes of men, they indicate that it's right here and now we're called to get into this kind of activity. The fishers of men is perhaps a strange image in our today's English language. We are accustomed to it because we've heard this gospel for so long, but it's really taken from Jeremiah chapter 16 and has a slightly different connotation, I think. But this call to discipleship, the sharing of the good news, being alert to the unhappy state of affairs in many parts of our world and society is what Pope Francis has outlined in his November encyclical, in which he reminds us again that we are the messengers of Jesus Christ in our own society and in our own place, and that we have to do it with joy. Otherwise, the good news is not received. The good news that each one of us is precious and each one of us is on a journey, sharing this good news in as far as we can. May we all be very happy disciples and be as willing to let go of things that are needed and follow Jesus, leaving behind whatever it might be necessary, perhaps small things like mending nets, to empower ourselves to assume the authority and the role our baptism gives us.